and just boil it down to the fact that they deprived the American people of real information that was reported by the New York Post. They had no right to do that. They had no right to censor that. It was the Obama deep state officials and the FBI that pressured, and not even pressured, that made them basically not talk about it, delete it. And simply by that control and by censoring any conversation about the Hunter Biden laptop, they in that instance influenced the election in a way that favored one candidate over the other, and people need to go to jail for that, period. All right, welcome everybody to the Financial Guys podcast. Thanks again for downloading and listening. We do appreciate it. If you can hit the like button and share, we appreciate that as well. Mike and Glenn here, of course, got a lot to talk to you about today. There's a lot on the. I think this morning we must have fired back and forth like, I don't know, like 50 different. There's so much in the news.
A lot
it's just
local
coming
stuff
so fast and furious.
Buffalo
it's crazy.
Here. A lot of national stuff. So, you know, it's unreal where we are with this country as far as, you know, so video emerges from J6 of officer asking about identifiers for undercover cops. I mean, this is unreal that this stuff goes nowhere. That's what's
still
so frustrating about it.
1,000 people are still indicted and
jail. Some of them are in jail for years.
A lot of them are in jail for years. They're still going after people. This is the largest investigation and arrest bust of ever in U.S. history,
right?
For mainly trespassing, just not to defend anything. I'm not defending what happened on January 6th. We were actually recording our radio show at the time it was happening, so we were recording and talking about it in real time and talking about how horrible it was that they were breaking into and doing any damage. Mm-hmm. But the damage that they did was in the millions. And there was nobody killed on January 6th.
No.
Nobody.
No, no.
I shouldn't say that. Ashley Babbitt was killed. I'm sorry. And another innocent person was a protester was killed. No police officers were killed that day. Now compare that with the 22 or more officers that were killed, or people plus officers that were killed during the BLM riots.
Right, and the Antifa
billions,
riots. Yep.
Billions and billions in the B's.
Trillion.
Dollars.
Trillion dollars
of damage, right?
$1 trillion worth of damage.
Milwaukee,
major cities burned
Baltimore,
down.
Baltimore, Chicago, right. Ferguson. I mean, you name it. All these cities across the country.
Couple that, Glenn, with us finding out now that these people, many of them escorted and baited.
That's right.
Right? Hey, come on in. Come on in by FBI agents. We have it on video.
That's right.
What is really amazing is this is the United States of America, and nobody's figuring out who these people are. Nobody's going after them. It's
what's
just
really
so
amazing.
Frustrating.
What's for the problem, Mike, is that you got Mitch McConnell in the Senate going,
well, he's half dead.
I don't think impeaching. You don't think impeaching? I think he should be marched out in handcuffs.
He should be in jail.
I mean, are you serious?
Yeah,
I mean, the amount of evidence now
is not
against
good for the
Biden is
country.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
Outrageous. It's a mountain. It's a mountain. I mean, it's
a mountain.
I mean, not only do you have the bloody footprints going, I've been using that analogy, like these are the bloody footprints going back to O.J.'s house.
Yeah.
You have now found a knife in his drawer.
That's right,
right,
with his fingerprints on it.
I mean, I don't know what else you would need.
And a video of it.
And a video of the whole event. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Did you see Mitch McConnell getting booed?
I didn't see that. He deserves every bit of it.
Hilarious. They were chanting, retire. He and you know, and again, just like Biden, I mean, he's got problems. He's got some probably the beginning stages of dementia. You can see it. I don't know where I am. You know, here's the deal. His net worth is $35 million, right?
Right.
He makes $100,000 a year. His net worth is $35 million. It does not take a Harvard mathematician to figure out that there's some kind of bullshit going on.
Right.
Like, it doesn't. You don't need to have an advanced degree, you know, from Yale to figure out that math just doesn't. You know what's amazing, Glenn, is they've all figured out the most amazing investment system ever. And folks, like, we've got people on our team that are, you know, 40 years of experience, CFAs on CNBC, and they cannot, on a weekly basis, and we can't recreate the model that that these folks have figured out.
What we haven't done yet is bring on any Chinese spies onto our team. That's the mistake we're making, see? And that's where Mitch McConnell was married to a, and I'm saying she's a spy, but she is Chinese, and I have no idea what kind of connection she has back to her family, and yeah. I don't know.
You can't take
it. I don't know, but I got to be honest, he seems to be awfully on the side of China Joe, who we do know has received, you know, when Trump talks about this stuff, even I was listening to a very smart pundit I was talking to, and he even missed the point on this. Hunter Biden went over to China. He got immediately and came back, got set up an investment advisory firm. This is our business. We know this. Immediately got an investment from the Chinese Communist Party for $3 billion, right?
Yep.
Now, he charges 1% on that and makes $3 million a year just by sucking off that $3 billion that the Chinese Communist Party invested in his firm.
Not a registered investment advisor, Glenn. No background in being a CFA or any of that.
No. He just like he didn't have any background as a oil executive or any experience running a business or any experience as a painter, any experience in real estate or anything else.
You and I have assembled one of the most dynamic teams, if not the most dynamic team in all of Western New York, right? Chartered financial analyst, certified financial planner, certified Social Security claiming strategist, certified college planning expert, certified estate planning experts, right? Dave Ramsey certified experts. The list goes on and on. We do not have any $1 billion accounts from China. Is that remarkable?
No.
That's remarkable.
Well,
right?
if we have some drug addicts
got $3 billion, right?
The difference is we have to follow the law. Like we have to do things like, you know, OFAC reports, which is the background checks that we have to do to check for, terrorists and criminal ties.
You mean the one that Hunter comes up on time and time again?
Well,
that
no,
one?
Those are the SARS report. Those are the suspicious activity reports. Which there's a website, by the way, I'm talking to a compliance officer here.
So.
I know, right? I haven't had a chance to even look at the website, Mike, but there's a website out there that has listed all of the SARS reports. I don't know. They're supposed to be non-public. I don't know how they got their hands on these, but I haven't looked at them. I don't intend to talk about them. But what I have heard about them, I will talk about them a little bit here. I'm not going to go on and look at them, research them, and get into it. It's just too much news coming fast and furious.
Yeah.
But the latest regarding those SARS reports, I'm not sure if you heard this, Mike, but a number of those are the suspicion was sex trafficking. Did you know that? That was part of it now. So not only is it prostitution, money laundering, you know, all kinds of suspicious activity, a good chunk of those 150 plus now, I think approaching 200 suspicious activity reports were for sex trafficking.
That's disgusting.
And it's just I mean, maybe I should go look at them and pull them up, and we'll pull out some specific ones and talk about them on the radio. Maybe that'll be a good show for we fill in for Bob Lonsberry on Monday. Maybe we could talk about some of that.
Yeah, forgot about that.
Maybe we should do more detail on it. I don't want to talk about this, though, because number one, you're not supposed to talk about SARS reports, but if they're public, they're public.
Yeah, they're public.
But number two, again, that's hugely important information. Absolutely. Hunter needs to be investigated. Absolutely. And probably should be in jail for sure. Yeah. Right. He's done disgusting things, including with his own niece and his brother and his deceased brother.
That needs
widow.
To start, by the way, with the FBI, which is corrupt as hell. Right.
But I'm more concerned about the Biden, the big guy. I'm more concerned about, you know.
Well, it should all be investigated. It's clear that it leads right up to him. Right.
Now we're
finding out that, you know, some of these people have visited the White House 30 times, 35 times. Right here. By the way, let's play this quick video. I haven't played this, but this is him getting booed. It's just worth the listen. Guys are so programmed.
They're so programmed that
they just keep rolling with it. They don't care.
They don't care.
He won't retire.
They're making gajillions of dollars. I mean, McConnell, impeachment should be rare. I mean, come on, man.
Right.
He doesn't understand the game the Democrats are playing. The Democrats are currently indicting and attempting to jail the leading Republican candidate for president right now. Do you understand that? He is the leading declared Republican candidate for president right now.
Yeah.
And you're trying to put him in jail on these BS charges, and these charges are BS. I mean, if you want to talk about the charges, okay, Mar-a-Lago. By the way, they just released a letter where he signed all the release of the declassify the stuff. The fact that the Justice Department didn't act on it is their fault, not his. And so that's BS.
It's clearly a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt to get him out of the way. But it's scary that this is where we are in America.
By contrast, Clinton, deleted 33,000 emails and smashed BlackBerries with hammers.
Right,
literally, used with hammers. Bit. Smashed BlackBerries with. Remember the CNN one? Hold on a second. Whoa. Fact check that right now. Fact check that in the fly. Yes, that's true. They did smash them with hammers. Remember that one?
How do they not know that? How do they not know that?
Right.
Fact check that. That's been everywhere. That's older than Simon Says.
They're in the little loop. They're in their own little circle, and the circle is what they tell. Oh, that's all fake news. I mean, it's the gaslighting that goes on within that party is really truly amazing, right? I mean,
giving credit where credit is due. They've got a set of testicles like I've never seen before.
It's unreal.
I mean, imagine being the Biden family, and you've got a crackhead son who's bringing back billions of dollars. You're taking a cut of it as your vice president of the United States of America.
Do you not?
I mean, I'd be living like in a state of paranoia. Like, who's coming for me next?
Right.
But they don't care. Yep. I mean, every single day, more and more evidence comes out on this, and nobody seems to give a crap. But it has to be, by the way, because I saw somebody questioning Ted Cruz the other day. They said, why don't you do this? He's like, I don't have the power to do that. That's not me. Right. The FBI needs to do that. That's who has the power to be able to do that. Right. Not me. I can't bring criminal charges against Hunter Biden, or I would. But I can't.
Right. They need to eliminate the FBI. The FBI is pretty much useless. Let me play this little clip here. This is from Fox News talking about the smoking gun of one of the many that they've just found regarding the Biden family here.
Not going to do anything on the border. But that what is overshadowing his trip are these new details on his son's overseas consultings and how it really blurred the line between politics and profit.
So we are now learning one of Hunter's former business partners visited the White House at least 36 times.
That's crazy.
During the Obama years, which is more than previously thought. Meanwhile, Fox has obtained this letter from then Vice President Biden to another of Hunter's colleagues.
It further
contradicts the argument that Biden was completely removed from his son's work.
Mm-hmm. All this fueling calls for an impeachment inquiry. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the country needs answers.
No, the country needs to impeach him, guy.
Proof out there. Yeah. This Biden family needs to come forward and show there wasn't a pay to play. America deserves more.
Can you pause that for a second?
He is such a fucking clown, dude.
Pardon my French. What a joke!
What an
absolute.
The Biden family needs to come forward and show that they're not corrupt. Are you insane?
Start the investigations,
you freaking clown! What's the matter with you people? Remember he said back in June, well, if we find more evidence, we'll start the impeachment process. What are you waiting for?
All the money, by the way, that the Republican Party wants. They don't need much, by the way. You can get a very high-quality attorney or an investigator for probably $20,000 to blow this thing well out of the water. So that's, by the way, that's the campaign. Here, American people, here's what you need to know about how much of a scumbag these families are, right?
I mean, seriously.
Biden should come forward. That's where it's going to lay. That's where it's going to stop. Because guess what Biden's going to do? He's going to hide in his basement. He's not going to debate.
He's not coming out anywhere.
No.
Coming forward. Biden has spent half of his time in Delaware where there are no logs.
So that's right.
Problem solved. We'll just have the Hunter Biden associates stop by the Delaware property where there's nobody keeping track of who's coming and going, unlike the White House, right?
That's right. Leave the boxes next to my Corvette in the garage.
When they find cocaine, there won't be as much of an issue. Could you imagine? the latest report? Now they think it might be tied to the Biden family. No shit.
They said it was, and he knows who it is. Yeah.
Come on.
What's amazing is that story got out, to be honest with you.
I'm really surprised.
Who's going to end up dead from that one?
Somebody.
What security guard?
There'll be a suicide.
What security guard's not making it?
You'll know.
He's going to die on a kayak real shortly at the Obama property.
That's right. Stay away from paddleboards on the Obama property, for sure.
That's pretty common, by the way. People paddleboarding and just falling off and dying.
No information on that whatsoever. No information out. They memory hold that. It's gone. It's out of the media. It never happened.
No
follow-up. Anybody who asked questions, by the way, about that, anybody who posted online, the one dude got his account completely deleted off a Twitter. Twitter, X, whatever it's called. I got to tell you, Elon doesn't get his crap together over there. I'm out. I'm not putting up with this garbage. Yeah. I follow somebody. They got great stuff. Oh, they make one comment about, huh, seems awfully fishy about this thing. Gone. Yeah. He has not done the job he needs to do in finishing weeding out. And then he went out and he hired a CEO that's as much of a commie as you could possibly, you know, really get, I think, as far as I'm concerned. So
yeah.
I'm not a big fan. I'm losing hope when it comes to some of the communication stuff. But I will say this. American voters are, every time Trump is up in the news, considering everything else going on, I think he gains a point in the polls. The American people see through this garbage and they are pissed. The only way the Republican Party loses is if they allow the Democrats to cheat or they sandbag themselves. The Republican Party, if Trump gets the nomination, and right now there's nobody even close to touching him, right?
No.
So Trump is the assumptive nominee at this point. If Trump gets nominated, what are the Republicans going to do to sandbag him? They will. The people like Mitch McConnell will absolutely give up on the they'll give the presidency to the Democrats if they need to, just to sandbag Trump, because they still want to take their trips to Pedophile Island. They still want to. There's an island out there somewhere, folks. Guarantee you, there's an island out there somewhere.
Of course there is.
And they're still flying to it, right?
Of course there is. No. That's why we know nothing about Epstein, right? That just got shifted. They hung him. He's gone. His wife is in jail, but we don't know for what, really, because there's not a list anywhere of who actually was sex trafficked or who did it, right? So, but they just shifted over. I am 1,000% convinced. I used to think these people are crazy. I'm 1,000% convinced that they set these people up and they hold it against them. That's
absolutely
the whole point to it. That is the point. We're going to send you, hey, we're going to put you on this island. It's going to be a nice resort. Have a few drinks, right? We've got pictures of you with a 14-year-old. So you're either going to fall in line and you'll make a very good living out of it, or we're going to ruin your life. That's it. Done.
Whatever the Republican candidate ends up being, and if they do, you know, if we are able to fight the cheating and take back the presidency, we have to put people in jail. None of this Mitch McConnell, it's not good for the country. I don't want to hear that garbage.
Well, Trump did the same
people
thing,
like
right?
This FBI agent Elvis Chan. This guy made false statements to Congress regarding Hunter Biden's laptop. This guy needs to rot in a cage, okay?
Yep.
Elvis Chan needs to be in jail. Okay, not with the government pension, not with health care. You know, FBI agent Elvis Chan, who lied to Congress and falsified statements in regards to the Hunter Biden laptop, needs to be prosecuted.
He'll get a nice house somewhere.
That's right.
You know, probably next to some of the mortgage fraud people. Remember that took all our money and that's been.
Exactly. Yeah. How about this FBI agent, Mike? How about FBI agent Charles McGonigal? McGonigal.
Close enough.
This is a guy who investigated Donald Trump for colluding with Russia. Honestly.
Yeah, he's gotten busted colluding with Russia.
That's right.
Guess what? He won't go anywhere.
That's right.
He'll be right next to the crypto guy, Sammy.
He is set to plead guilty for colluding with Russia. He's going to plead guilty. He may face jail time, but
he may, but he probably won't.
He may not.
No.
So there's two FBI agents, right?
He'll be right next to Sam Bankman-Fried, by the way, at an island in the Bahamas with a nice cozy pension and some cash flow and just keep your mouth shut. And guess what? The mainstream media is such dirtbags. They're not going to follow any of this, so don't worry about it.
Yep. You know? That's absolutely terrible. I mean, the fact that that guy got away with it, he gave $400 million to the Democrat Party. He absolutely crashed the entire thing. It looks like it was a Ponzi scheme from the get-go. Democrat Party not giving back a nickel.
No,
I got to tell you,
the
Republicans,
they're looking for their next setup. That's what they're doing. They're on their way.
The only Republicans that are going to be elected going forward are going to be the ones that are super wealthy to begin with, because no fundraising is happening right now. There's no money. I'm not giving any. I used to be a pretty decent donor.
I tell you what,
I'm not giving any money to the Republican Party.
I would give money to specific candidates, to your point about the candidates that step up like a Donald Trump. See, DeSantis isn't losing the race. The Democrats are giving this to Trump. DeSantis is an incredible leader.
Yeah, he is.
He's an incredible. I mean, he's the best governor in the country. That's why he's in the
Hands
position
down.
He's in.
Right.
He's done an amazing. I, I'm so sick of the Republican Party beating him up. It's not about beating him up. Right. It's about supporting the bullshit that Donald Trump is going through. And that's what's happening right now. The best candidate is by far is Ramaswamy, by far, in my opinion. I mean, he has done everything that comes out of that guy's freaking mouth is great. But, dismantling the FBI, get rid of the Department of Education. I mean, he is spot on, man. But he probably doesn't have enough name, you know, recognition.
He might, though, but he's got the money. The fact that we're not circling the wagons around Donald Trump is disgusting. I got to be honest. Every single person from Chris Christie to Nikki Haley, I have no respect for you people anymore. None. If you don't see through this as the political witch hunt for what it is, I mean,
Christie.
The fact that you're coming out there attacking one of your own is really despicable. It really is. And when the Democrats circle the wagons around Anthony Weiner, for God's sakes, who was sexting an underage minor.
That's right.
They circle the wagons around Harvey Weinstein, who was raping girls,
Glenn, and they don't stop. They never stop. It doesn't matter. That's why Mitch McConnell, we can't impeach. Let me tell you something. Whoever the next, if the next president is Ramaswamy, they're going to try to impeach him. That's what they do.
Of course they will.
They are going to try to make his family life so freaking miserable that nobody else wants to run. That's what they do. And we sit back and watch it. That's what we do.
The Democrats have already said if Trump wins, they're going to start impeachment proceedings day one.
Immediately.
Day one.
Sure.
McCarthy's got a list of, you got Coke in the White House. You got, art paintings
money
being
laundering.
Stolen. You got money laundering. You got letters from the big guy to partners. Right. You got lying out the yin-yang. I mean, holy crap.
You've got him running a hedge fund with no experience. You've got money coming from China, money coming from the Ukraine. Don't forget about his paintings. Remember, he was a great artist?
Yeah, I just mentioned the paintings,
So, you know, what if you and I started all of a sudden painting, pictures of dogs that were going up for $1 million and they looked like crap, because that's what they do. Here's, by the way, you talked about election fraud. This is expert witness testifying on how Dominion voting system facilitated the overthrow of the U.S. government. By the way, I'm convinced the Fox deal, Fox will never pay a penny of that, by the way. They negotiated it out just so they could say, we're going to move on in the other direction. They won't pay a penny. And this was all about hammering Tucker Carlson because he was telling the truth.
Very beginning of the chart where there's a circle that says on election day, what that indicates is there is a spike in loaded votes, 337,000 plus or minus some votes that were added in there in one big batch. So that was an anomaly in the reporting. Normally you would expect to see a smooth curve going up. Not any big spikes.
Right.
That's kind of what Greg was talking about, the anomalies of loading and uploading those votes. So that big spike that occurs there is a prime indicator of fraudulent voting.
And that's 604,000 votes in 90 minutes, is that right?
Correct. This is 337 votes, 337,000 votes.
Can you stop it for a second? So the Democrats
explain that. And when you look at this entire curve.
Come on.
Just hit mute.
With all these.
There you go. The Democrats explain that as, it was all of the mail-in ballots that the Republicans wouldn't allow them to count until Election Day. Okay, fine. Okay, so let's say I buy that just for a second. Okay, let's say I agree with you.
The next piece will contradict that, by the way.
Well, but let's say I agree with you, because I know where you're going with that. Let's say I agree with you that, you had all these boxes of ballots. We saw these boxes show up in trucks.
600 votes get dumped in at once.
Okay, sure. But here's my question. The spike happened at 4 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, sometime between 3 and 4 in the morning. I was told that everybody had to go home at 10 o'clock and counting stopped.
Right.
What time did they show back up to work? And if they didn't show back up till 6, who in the hell put in the ballots and had them processed at that point at 3:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Nobody can answer these questions. All they can say is, Trump filed 92 lawsuits. They were all rejected. Not a single one was actually heard. Most were thrown out before they ever had a chance to hear any evidence. Not a single judge had any sort of stones whatsoever to say, you know what? He, as a citizen, has the opportunity to have a case heard on his behalf. Nobody would give Trump that opportunity. You know why? Because he knows where the pedophile island Maryland is now. That's why. Yeah. Because he's got the goods on him. That's why. Yeah. Because they will do everything they can. Now, Trump, unfortunately, focused on the building side because he's a builder, right? He wants to accomplish things. He's a positive type of person. He doesn't want to focus on the negative, unfortunately. But if he does get reelected, I hate to say it, he has to spend most of his administration focusing on the negative. You have to tear down,
dismantle,
not build more. Yeah. Like you did a great thing. You did the Abraham Accords.
Yeah, build the wall.
Amazing. Yep. You built a good chunk of the wall. You got the new NAFTA in place. You know, you did amazing.
Cut taxes.
Cut tax reform. A prison reform. I mean, you did a lot of great things. You accomplished a lot.
We were energy independent at one point. Yep, yep.
You accomplished a lot. But this next term, if you hear this podcast by any stroke of luck, the next term's got to be tearing down. It's got to be eliminating the FBI, rebuilding the Justice Department. People need to be prosecuted. People like Susan Rice, who unmasks people illegally, need to be held accountable for those crimes. FBI agents like the ones I just mentioned need to be prosecuted and go to jail, right? Comey and the rest of the crooked 51 of those intelligence agents that signed that. Those intelligence agents, by the way, the Biden administration knew it was going to come up in the debate that he agreed to, the two debates that he agreed to. They knew it was going to come up in the debate, so they reached out to the FBI, you know, the former intelligence agents. They got 51 of them to lie. 51 of them lied through their teeth. Every one of them should be, have had their pensions removed and whatever we have to do to make their lives miserable.
Just the opposite.
Now. Just the opposite. The joke.
What the Dems have done, which is very strategic long term, was take over the schools, the universities, and that includes, by the way, the law schools. And we've said this time and time again, but you see it in some of our lawsuits that we tried to fight, praying that you get a moderate judge and not one of these left-wing liberals, because if you do, they don't give a shit about the law. They don't could care less about that. They care about their agenda. We saw it when we sued Gelberstein. Yep. They didn't care about the taxpayers.
No.
I'm not saying we should have won that. I'm saying the taxpayers should have had the right. We should have had the right to be able to get in front of a group of our peers and say, "Here's what's going on."
Case. You, here's the evidence. Case.
Didn't even let us do that. And the argument was, well, it's an emergency. Well, that's bullshit. Because guess what? In times of emergency, that's when you need those courts the most. I will say, we had 4 years of Trump, and we did get the Supreme Court, which has been huge in overturning a lot of this crap. But I'll tell you what. Here's the problem. Most people don't have the resources to make it there. Most people, you're talking a ton of money, right? When you see, look at some of these cases, like, okay, I lost here in this court. Average Joe doesn't have that kind of money. You know who has that kind of money? These left-wing liberals that don't give a shit, right? Warren Buffett, he's got the money. Bill Gates, he's got the money. He can take stuff to the Supreme Court. Sure. It won't even change a .000 in his bank account, right? But the average Joe, even the person working really hard that's making a lot of money, right? You've got a husband and wife making $1 million a year. Ask them to spend $500,000 to take their case to the Supreme Court. It's a big deal. These lower courts have been infested with left-wing liberal nut jobs. They hate America. They hate the middle class. They really, truly, they hate the working, hardcore middle class. They hate it. They want to pretend they're going to help the poor, and they want to make themselves filthy, filthy rich, which is what they've done. They're not the old school days of the Democrat Party working for that hardworking middle class. All bullshit. They run right over the middle class. I'm amazed, by the way, that there's still people that vote. Vote for Democrats. Well, imagine going to work every day, watching your paycheck go. This new asylum seeker, that Venezuelan that just raped somebody in a hotel. Guess what? That this dirtbag is going to have you and me paying for his attorney.
That's right.
Watch it. He'll get the best defense, and it's going to be on our bill. So we bring him in. But a funny thing, by the way, New York City, this estimate is about 100,000 illegal immigrants are now there. Chaos, right? Yeah. Lines everywhere. Right. So this is a huge problem, and even the Democrats are now saying we can't do this anymore. 100,000. Texas has had to deal with 7 million of them.
Right.
7 million of them have walked through that border.
With half the budget.
That's just, no problem. It's on you, Texas. The minute 100,000 of them show up in New York City, which they were supposed to be welcome to be at.
They had 500 showed up at Martha's Vineyard. They lost their minds. How many did DeSantis send to Martha's Vineyard? Was it like 1,000? 500?
I think it was like 20 or 30.
They lost their shit.
It wasn't even close. It was one bus, Glenn.
Like, we
it was
can't
one
handle this. We can't handle all these people. What do you mean you can't handle all these people?
No, no, like
the occupancy rate on the island is like 20%. You got like 80% of the bedrooms are. Meanwhile, to your point about, so going back to the Supreme Court, Bill Gates doesn't have to fight to the Supreme Court because he gets what he wants. See, that's the thing.
At the lower level.
But even at the lower level. But he doesn't even have to fight these things because he's already influencing the left. He just hands an envelope full of cash, proverbially, right?
No doubt.
He makes that big donation. He gets what he needs that's unconstitutional. It's us as the little guy that has to fight to get our rights back.
And we can't. To your point, on a smaller level, the Gail Bernstein, right? So he's making money off these shots. Gail's pushing the shots. The mask, all this other stuff. We should have the right to be able to go to a court and have our argument heard.
That's right.
They didn't even allow us to get to that
level. Speaking of the shots, we said at the time there must be some financial incentive for these shots. They must be getting paid. And I said, no, you got your right-wing conspiracy theorists. Well, wouldn't you know?
Yeah. Oh. They all own Pfizer.
They all own Pfizer, but they all got paid. They got paid for every shot.
No
companies
doubt.
Like Blue Cross Blue Shield and other healthcare providers paid per shot that was incentivized to get these shots done.
Paid per shot. They also put money back into the Democratic coffers. The money, by the way, Pfizer, and you don't trust me on this, go online. $8 out of every $10 went back to the Democrats. They gave a little bit to the Republicans to make it seem like they're going to be fair, right? So you're talking massive amounts of money turned back into these campaigns.
I think it takes less to buy off the Republicans, to be honest with you. It's not just for the illusion. It's like Mitch McConnell, you could just buy him off for one-fifth the price of a Democrat. Easy.
Yeah. He doesn't have the value as they do. Let's finish this, by the way, here.
Spikes. Can you calculate how much of a vote that accounted for Biden and how much for Trump?
Close to 600,000. I think our figures were about 5.
So to your point, Glenn, before, just to add to this, let's just say 600,000 did get dumped at 4 in the morning, right? 600. Fair to say in an election, by the way, if you win by about a 10%, more than a 7% margin, that's considered a landslide. You win by 10 or 11%, that's a beating in politics, right?
170-some-odd thousand that all those spikes represent over time.
For Biden?
Correct.
And how much for Trump?
I think it was a little over 3,200. The very beginning.
Everybody go, oh boy, well, there's the truth, right?
Right.
So out of 600,000 votes, 3,200 of them ended up going to Trump.
Right.
No way.
Right.
No
right.
way. I don't care where you are in the country. No way. 2-1? That's a beating. That's a real beating. 600,000?
That's 99.5%. I mean, it's like, seriously, 3,200? Yeah. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely preposterous. Look, I don't know. You could for those that say, well, the big lie, there was no fraud or anything else, you could say just simply from the fact that the Biden administration and the Obama administration pressured them to squelch the laptop. It wasn't the Biden administration. It would have been FBI and
Obama,
and the deep state, right? They pressured the Facebook and Twitter to delete any conversation about the Hunter Biden laptop. It was true. And a huge number of Americans said, had they known it was true, they would have voted for Trump. That right there, just that one piece of manipulation, if you say everything else is BS, you know, again, I with my own eyes, I saw them roll suitcases out from underneath tables in Fulton County, Georgia, after I was told the place was flooding and they all had to go home and shut down the entire state. That's what I was told, right?
Yep.
Then I watched video. I watched video in Michigan. Oh, but even if you say, okay, all of that, the 2,000 mules, we have cell phone data, we have videos of stuff, people stuffing repeatedly, handfuls of, okay, forget all of that. Forget all of that. And just boil it down to the fact that they deprived the American people of real information that was reported by the New York Post. They had no right to do that. They had no right to censor that. It was the Obama deep state officials and the FBI that pressured, and not even pressured, that made them basically not talk about it, delete it. Look at how many – you look at the latest round of hiring at Facebook. It's all former intelligence officials. This is – they are running these organizations, folks. our intelligence, our former, it's like a revolving door, just like it's a revolving door between the, you know, news media and spokespeople and officials in the Democrat Party and back to CNN. It's the same thing between the intelligence community and these social media companies. They leave, they retire from the FBI, they get picked up over at Facebook,
Right,
they get picked
Twitter,
up over at Twitter, and now they can control the information that the American public sees. And simply by that control and by censoring any conversation about the Hunter Biden laptop, they in that instance influenced the election in a way that favored one candidate over the other, and people need to go to jail for that, period.
All by the way, agents that were never in the field, right? These aren't people that spent, you know, years fighting criminals on the front line, and then all of a sudden they've been promoted. These are Democrats. Oh, this is a good shift for you. Let's move you over here. Maybe we could just I don't want to say end, but I definitely want to talk a little bit about the winter storm and the report that came out.
Let me say one more thing before FBI. We'll go to poll guys in a second. But one more thing about the FBI. I will say that there are good people in the FBI. No doubt.
Of course,
I say it. I jest sometimes. The whole
thing. We've got a lot of clients that are FBI agents, FBI agents. It's rotted at the top.
But the whole thing needs to start fresh. The whole thing needs to be eliminated, though. I don't want this restructuring. The whole thing needs to be eliminated, and it needs to be restructured in a way that has very heavy congressional oversight. Some of the goods that the FBI did in Florida, they had a huge bust a couple years ago, and they just unsealed a lot of the arrests. Over 100 people are facing indictment, are being prosecuted for child sex trafficking. They saved dozens of children, and this is in Florida. Two FBI agents were killed in the process. This goes back a few years in one of the serving a warrant at one of the main guy's houses. And so from
this
that,
is the United States of America. How is that happening at all?
Oh,
and I mean that. When you look at the resources that we piss away in this country, right? Studying shrimp on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Our children have to be far the number one priority.
Yep.
And to say that, we can't fight all this stuff, and that should absolutely be the number one priority. You know, locally, you've got Mark Poloncarz, where we had a winter storm where people died, right?
Yeah.
They weren't prepared, right? But I wanted to think about locally, whether it's sex trafficking or a winter storm that killed people. We have a county executive that's focused on plastic bags, right? That's focused on
straws.
Getting rid of electric stoves. By the way, if we had gotten rid of, gas stoves and adding in electric stoves. And by the way, if we were at that point, it would have been way more than 40 people that froze to death, right? So this is what he's focused on. He had a contest about name the plow. I mean, that's what we're talking about. You've got people sex trafficking in not only Florida, and right here in Erie County, and that's the kind of crap that we should be focused on. Instead, you've got Mark Poloncarz dancing at a senior center and saying, "Hey, let's have a name the plow contest." Have you got time to name the plow? Get your ass out there and figure out ways to catch some of these scumbags, put them in jail, and keep them there forever. And, you know, here's the other problem. We bust these people. I guarantee, Glenn, out of 100 people, now Florida's a lot more stricter than New York State, but I guarantee those 100 people that were sex trafficking kids, many of them will be back on the streets at some point before they're dead.
And I'm sure
many of them shouldn't happen.
Many of them were probably already offenders, right? Many of them probably already had track records.
Sure.
They were already I'm sure.
Laundry list,
just
I'm
terrible.
Sure. Laundry list.
So, you know, this is the going back to the Supreme Court and whatnot, and the Poloncarz and moving on here. This is where the Democrats get away with whatever they want, right? And this is from the Channel 4. There are more than 500 asylum seekers now being housed at three different hotels in the area. And the Cheektowaga Town Board says he's concerned that these hotels are operating as shelters, which is a violation of both zoning laws and town codes. Zoning laws, be damned. You can't build the shed. You have to have permission to build a fence. You have to if you do anything on your property, the inspector's going to be.
The massive amount of filth that these people are leaving behind.
Man.
And I'll try to grab the pictures. I got a buddy of mine who I went to high school with who's a garbage man in Cheektowaga. And he took pictures of the amount of garbage that these people are leaving behind as they pick them up. They're taken care of very well. Yeah, so these are full, like, here's a plate or a box of food for you.
Right.
Chicken salad, something. Wasting it. Half of it's wasted. Instead of throwing it in bags. bags and tying it up and putting it in the dumpster. They're just throwing it out in front of the dumpster, creating a total mess. Same thing is happening down in New York City, right? These people don't care. They're being handed out free handouts. Yeah. They have no intent. Some of them have, I'm sure, have good intentions of going to work. Many of them are figuring out ways to scum the system. Well, New York's a perfect place for them. They'll just, you know, until it goes bankrupt and we're out of money, they'll sign them up for benefits. So they'll figure the whole deal out.
But let's say you come from a different country. You come from Venezuela, right? You haven't had any opportunity there. You've been struggling. I mean, Venezuela has been a disaster for more than 15 years now, right?
Yep.
So you could literally have somebody here that's 18 years old that doesn't know anything different than eating out of dumpsters and garbage cans in Venezuela.
Yeah.
And that's a sad truth. But the reality of it is when they get to places like New York, okay, they come into New York, they have no idea. The world that they know, remember, the world that they know is no jobs, crazy inflation, scarcity of goods. Now they come to New York and they potentially, if you could go one of two ways. You could say, listen, Mr. Venezuelan guy, we're going to put you in this job training program. We need plumbers. We're going to put you in this 2-year apprenticeship program. We're going to pay you for it, but you're going to learn to become a plumber. You're going to become a master tradesman, blah, 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 blah. If we gave them that opportunity, I guarantee you it would be a hugely different outcome. But we're not
doing that.
We're not – what we're doing, folks, when they come to New York is what we're saying in places like New York is – here's how you can sue your landlord. This is no joke.
Yep.
This is actually going on.
Yep, they can't kick you out.
Here's your free housing, and here's all your rights at housing. They can't kick you out. Right, here's your eviction notices, blah, 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 blah. Here's where to go get benefits for food stamps. Here's where to go get benefits for this.
Yep.
Here's where to go get benefits. They're being trained on how to use the system, but they're not being trained on how to use their own skills or develop anything that is constructive and positive to humanity.
The relationship starts out with an illegal act. They came here illegally.
Yeah.
And what we're telling them is that's okay.
Right.
You can do things illegally.
Right.
That's, by the way, there's a huge statistic out there. It's something like 90-something% of relationships that start because they cheated on each other, cheated on other spouses. They don't make it. Yeah, you started out with a lie.
Right.
So what happens is Rick cheats on his wife and Samantha cheats on her husband.
Right.
And then for the next year or two, they're paranoid that they're going to cheat on somebody else because they've already did it to their spouse. Right. So same thing here. They start out the relationship. And to your point of, because the left is like, you don't want immigrants. This country was built on immigrants. No, I'm okay with immigrants. I would prefer that we take the 59 million people on welfare and train them first, but it doesn't seem like Democrats or Republicans want to do that, right? Out of the 59 million people, many of them could be plumbers and electricians in this huge labor gap that we have, right? Okay, we're not going to do that. We're just going to let them rot and continue to collect welfare. All right, let's legally bring in people that want to train themselves. Right. Let's vet them. Let's teach them English. How about that?
Right.
So my daughter or son's not in a classroom with seven other kids that can't speak. They speak seven different languages.
Right.
And instead of my daughter or son not learning for the day because nobody understands what the hell's going on, we can all get together. You're going to learn English. You've got to get into this point,
right?
The old school days, right?
Yeah.
All right, maybe you got to get a family that sponsors you, right? We have no idea whether these people are MS-13 gang members, or they have
and
the best of intentions of trying to be a plumber, right? We have no idea. You're talking about government agencies that can't even build a freaking website, right?
Well,
these are the same people that spent $100 million on a website that you and I could have put together for about $4,000, and it didn't work,
right?
So they have no freaking clue, starts out on an illegal start, and from that point on, it all goes downhill.
Right.
It's illegal. Here you go. You're fine. Sign up for your free cars. Oh, by the way, you've got a leader of the free world that's telling you it's not your fault, it's the government's fault as you step through the door.
The Democrats, all they have to do is if they can take over Congress and they can pass an amnesty bill, it's over. And they know it.
Yeah.
They know it.
Yeah.
They're right now, the Mitch McConnell is still playing checkers. He's still like, I'm going to try to king me. You know, meanwhile,
Mitch is playing with himself. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. But
he doesn't even know what checkers are.
The Democrats, you know, they're playing like 3D chess, and they're looking at this board right now. They go, okay, we got a number of ways.
Got the universities.
We can checkmate you. We can checkmate you a number of different ways, right? We can legal amnesty. We can checkmate you there. Pack the courts. Yep. Change the Supreme Court. We can checkmate you there, right? We already got your schools, so we've already taken your, you know,
already got your schools. Already got most of the courts.
Right.
Lower level courts.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's like you've already gotten all most of the pieces of the Republicans already, right? You've already taken the queen and the bishops and the knights and the rooks. They're all gone.
And you've said this time and time again. Strategically, they do it over time, right? That's why dismantling these government agencies is so important, right?
Critical.
Because the crap never goes away. Department of Education, hey, we're going to put you there. Oh, okay. The Republicans are going to fight really hard to defund 20% of it. Let me stop. They don't even do that. You know what they say? We won. What did you do? Well, we held funding constant for 2 years. Right. We're not going to give them a raise. Okay. All right. So then it stays there until the Democrats get back into office. And then, as Obama did, they pour tons of money into that. And unless you just totally dismantle this crap, it's never going away. I've said this time and time again. They're like herpes. They go away sometimes, and you feel like, okay, I don't have herpes, but I'm just saying, I've read about it. And it goes away, and then it comes back, and you're like, whoa. And it gets even worse. The Democrats are 100% herpes. There's no cure for them. They just don't go away, and the rash gets worse and worse and worse. Goes away. You think, okay, now bumps back, right?
Yeah.
That's what they do. And it doesn't matter. Fauci will be there. He's not gone. Everybody's like, oh, he's retired. Bullshit.
Retired.
It'll be Fauci Jr. and that agency. We just found out, by the way, in California that they gave $360 million or something like that
to an illegal company.
To an illegal company to be able to continue the next batch of COVID for us?
Well,
forget sending it all over the world from China.
Right.
Crap, we'll just do it from communist California.
That's right.
It's unreal. It's unreal.
Unreal. And meanwhile, you got people like, what's his name? Eric Swalwell, who literally slept with a Chinese spy, throwing stones.
Right.
You're throwing stones, dude. You live in the proverbial glass house. Like, honest to God, you resign and go away in disgrace when you do that, bro.
It seems like that, but the glass never breaks, man.
They don't care.
Never breaks.
They don't care. They're back at it. He's out there throwing stuff like, I'm the righteous one. You're the righteous one. You slept with a Chinese spy, you loser. I mean, seriously, what's her name?
He should never be near anybody, anywhere.
What's her name?
Anywhere.
Skeletor. What is her name? She's like 106 years old. They're like wheeling her in now. They're like moving her hand to sign stuff. What the hell? She had a Chinese spy as a driver for 25 years.
They're answering for her. Why am I having a brain freeze?
She votes yes. Diane Feinstein. Diane Feinstein.
God, that's Lord. Right.
I mean, seriously.
That's
you can't. It's unreal.
But think about this. Feinstein, Pelosi, Mitchell, Biden, right? They're brain dead. But they won't leave.
No.
And all of them have massive net worths. No. I mean, you're not talking about accumulating $1 million. Mitchell's the poorest at $35 million.
Mitch is
the poorest at $35 million.
Yeah, cocaine Mitch.
That $35 million net worth, he's the weakest, right? Schumer's worth 70. That's the estimate on Schumer. $70 million.
He's worked for the state his whole life. He's worked for the state of the federal government his whole life.
Yep.
Never made more than $250 million.
Yeah,
$70 million. It's impossible.
$70 million.
It is
never handed a penny out. By the way, never handed a penny out.
So how old is
to help the poor?
How old is
or
he
the
right
homeless?
Now? We'll have to do
the
math on it. I'll do some spreadsheet work. We'll have to do some math on things to figure out what you would have to return in order to actually achieve those type of results.
We'll get his average salary.
Yeah.
We'll say if he maxed out on his pension, what he would have to earn.
Yeah.
And has there been any investment options in his TSP to be able to do that, right?
No, absolutely not. Unreal.
Joke.
All right.
That's all right.
All right, let's wrap this up. If you need us throughout the week, folks, do manage money for a living. We are a one-stop financial shop. So in addition to managing money, we can help you with your Medicare. We're coming up on Medicare season. Enrollment season's coming right around the corner. Of course, home and auto. Give us 14 minutes. We'll shop over 25 companies to save you money. I always call them lifestyle changes that are not impactful to you, or budget changes that are not lifestyle changes, right? So everybody's getting squeezed here with inflation still up. I mean, they're saying it's down to 4 or 5%, but the problem is those prices of goods don't come back down. So that inflated prices, even though it's going up at a slower rate, is still going up, and it's not coming down.
They're here to stay.
Households are still getting squeezed. Sorry.
We had a client yesterday I was helping Joe Strutt with, and he ended up seeing home and auto before us, and he's got a business, and then he had two cars, a home. Long story short, after Alec went through everything, he was able to save him over $3,000 for the year. Right. That's real money, right? Real money. Right. You're talking $3,000, and he increased his coverage.
That's right.
Better off. Saved the money,
right.
So and real money, not $200, $3,000.
Right. So that's $250 a month.
He was happy.
So would you rather give up the dinner or the two dinners a month, or would you rather just shop your insurance around? So again,
$250 a month in a Nancy Pelosi fund, you're at least worth $6-7 million in 10 years.
Yeah, minimum. So give that some thought. But anyway, it does make a difference. So life budget changes that are not lifestyle changes. I think most would agree that it's better to be able to adjust your budget in a way that you don't have to adjust your lifestyle. And insurance is one of those easy ways to do it. So if we can help you, give us a call. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, or you can call our office, 833-FIN-GUYS. And, of course, if you like what you heard, do us a favor. Subscribe to our channel and share this with your friends. This is the only way to get the conservative message out as they continue to eliminate the conservative message on as many platforms as they can. And so we thank you for that. And we'll see you on Saturday. And then again on Monday, don't forget the Morning Mics program, three times a week, 15 minutes, your rundown, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's absolutely fantastic. I love doing it, and I love listening to it because it's nice and fast-paced. So check that out. Yep. And then we also have a new app that's launching as we speak, I believe. So check that out as well. We'll
have
information on that coming out next couple of days. So check us out Saturday. Check us out Monday. Filling in for Bob Lonsberry on Wham. We'll see you then, and have a great week.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys, LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.